Pete Hoekstra took over the Michigan Republican Party in early 2024 and delivered stability for the party in Michigan and big wins. For that, he was rewarded with an ambassadorship. He enjoys us now. Ambassador, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
So, in Trump's first term, you were an ambassador to the Netherlands. Now it's Canada. Different challenges this time around. How is it thus far? I mean, you're brand new.
Right. I've been there for...
The paint's still drying.
The paint's still drying. I've been there about 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to go very, very well. I mean, we've got solid relationships with the Canadians. You know, we've got personal friendships across the border, business relationships, national security, lots of different things going on. Got a little bit of a scuffle right now talking about correcting some of the things that Americans believe are unfair, that the president believes are unfair. To get this trade relationship to the next level, it's going to happen, and we're going to be in a good spot.
Yeah, are you maybe the perfect guy for this job right now, given that this isn't your first go-round, and some of those relationships are there, because Michigan is the state for relationships, especially with Ontario. I mean, how much are you leaning on, you know, those relationships that you've already had to kind of calm the waters a little?
A tremendous amount.
Good.
Okay. I mean, I got a bipartisan vote out of the U.S. Senate. Governor Whitmer has been very supportive. A former ambassador to Canada, Jim Blanchard, he's been very supportive. So it's, you know, the Canadians understand that I'm coming with some experience and background. I've got the support of Donald Trump. You know, we can work together. So all of the experiences, the relationships, sure, that's going to help you be more effective in the job.
We've got the Gordie Howe International Bridge set to open, fingers crossed, you know, by the end of next year.
End of this year.
End of this year.
Yeah.
That's right, September. So will we have enough stuff going across the border to make it worthwhile?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, the Canada's our second largest trading partner. 70 to 80% of what they export comes south. That's not going to go away. If anything, we've got a president that is energizing the American economy. We have a prime minister in Canada that wants to try to do the same thing in Canada. And when they're both successful, we're going to have an energized North America. I think the economies of both countries can be booming. That's good for the American people. And what the president is driving for is what? Increasing prosperity for American families each and every day. What that means, there's going to be a lot of movement of goods back and forth across the border because the economies are going to be good. People are going to have money in their pocket to spend.
But it seems like we're going through some a rougher patch right now. Canadians are pretty ticked off with all the talk about making Canada the 51st state. Do you just ignore that and go about your job? Because I'm sure it comes up in conversation.
It does, and I watched the president. I watched the prime minister 3-4 weeks ago in the White House. They talked about the 51st state. Carney said, you know, the Canadian position is we are not for sale. We will never be for sale. And the president said, yeah, never say never. But they both had a smile on their face. I was then with them through the lunch, hour and a half. They got along great. We've got a job to do, okay, for the American people. He has a job to do for the Canadian people. If there's going to be any talk about the 51st state, it's going to be between the president and the prime minister. The rest of us need to focus on, in my case, prosperity for America, keeping America safe, secure, and, those are my marching orders.
Even outside of the tariffs, which, you know, could have a dramatic impact on the auto industry.
They're not going to have a dramatic impact, okay?
Okay.
They will have an impact.
Okay.
But it's not fundamentally going to change, this relationship.
But the perception of Canadians when it comes to the United States, a recent poll said, you know, over half of respondents said they're just not going to come to the United States anymore. Michigan relies on some Canadian tourism. Is there worry there that some small businesses, some touristy places like Mackinac Island might take a hit because fewer people are coming over from Canada, whether it's day trips or longer trips.
Sure, that's a possibility. The Canadians are, they're acting on emotion. I mean, right now, Canadian numbers say 99.9% of the stuff coming across the border is compliant with the USMCA, the trade agreement, and so it's coming across the border tariff-free. They've done some things that, I'm not happy with, but they've taken all American booze off the off the shelves in their provinces. Their provinces have put in place procedures that prohibit American companies from bidding on Canadian contracts, procurement contracts from their governments. Those, I think, they're going to be impediments. They're going to make it harder for us to get to a trade agreement at a time when 99% of the stuff coming across the border is tariff-free. They don't like the they didn't like the rhetoric about the 51st state. I just kind of say, I think in my time in Congress, that may be the first time that America has extended an offer to someone else to become part of the country. It's a sign of affection.
Is it?
Sure.
We want you to become part of the United States.
Because what do you do? Trump's a deal maker. He looks at this and says, getting Canada to be a part of the United States, it's good for America. And he believes it's good, and we believe it's good for Canada. But the answer is, has been a resounding no from the Canadians. Why they're offended by such a generous offer, I'm not sure. But they are. We have to deal with it, and we will.
President Trump, in his first term, renegotiated NAFTA into the USMCA. Are we going to see USMCA 2 by the time this term is over?
Absolutely. It's up for review next year. I think we may have a framework for where we go with that well before next year. It's going to be renegotiated. There's things that we're not happy about. I think the president is making a much broader type of an agreement. Canada has to pay for NATO. Right? They pay 1.3%. They've promised since 2014 that they would get to 2%. They've got no plan to get to 2%. Why should Americans be paying for Canadian national security? Okay? Donald Trump is going to say no. Every country who's a part of NATO, who's made that commitment, has to live up to their commitments. They have a digital services tax, 3%. The tax is targeted specifically at American companies. The first bills going to those companies will happen in the month of June. All right, well, that's targeting American companies. I don't believe that, moving forward, Donald Trump is going to put us in a position where, again, Americans, through our digital companies, are going to be subsidizing the Canadian government. So those are things that, just two things right off the top of mind that I'm confident the Trump administration is going to deal with.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Thank you.